I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Abby tried to set me up.
What?
Huh?
OMG. I can't tell you how close I was to sending send on my information before like some sirens started going off in my head. And I was like, I think I need to do a deep dive.
I'm so glad that you are the one that did this, because I've been trying to set her up with another dude for years.
Yourself?
Yeah.
That is the rumor. That is the rumor. For sure.
You'll never beat an allegation.
You are on fire today, girl. Get out of here.
Yeah. So on the show, a little behind the scenes, pull the curtain. Every day, everybody sends like stuff they find on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, just on the internet that they think would be interesting talking points or something interesting that we can discuss on the air. So Abby sends her email to Bert and I and Tommy yesterday, and it's about how the Atlanta airport is doing a sale of luggage, the luggage that's been sitting there for 6 months, and they've slashed prices and you can buy somebody's left luggage.
Really?
And I was like, what a fantastic bit.
With their stuff in it?
Yes. Wow. Buy the luggage that's been left,
yeah,
and we can open it on air.
And see what we get. I love this.
So
it's like Storage Wars for luggage.
Exactly. Yeah. So Abby sends the link and the Facebook post. And I clicked the link because it came from a trusted source. And
am I the trusted source?
You are the trusted source.
I think we're about to learn a valuable lesson.
Yeah, I'm not CNN.
And I looked at the Facebook and everything looks super legit. It's like it says airport, Atlanta sale. And it goes, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Starting in April, from now on, we will be clearing out the airport's warehouse and selling baggage that has been left unclaimed for 6 months. The airport can dispose of these suitcases, but organize a big promotion to give away forgotten luggage for only $9.95 per suitcase. Find out more information here with the link. So I click the link and everything seems on the up and up, and I'm looking for like, is this secured payment, blah, blah, blah. You have to answer some questions, and then takes you to another page where you have to pick some suitcases because this is like a random giveaway or it's starting to be suspect. So you choose one suitcase and it opens up and it's empty. Then I choose another suitcase, open up, all of a sudden there's like stuff in it. So I'm eligible to go to the next page and put in all my information. So I'm putting in all my information. And
that's, by the way, that's the red flag here, what she just said.
Yes.
I'm putting in all my information.
So you have to, because obviously you're making the payment. Like I'm paying $9.95 to get this luggage sent to the Bert Show so we can go through it.
So you gave him your social security number, some bank account.
All your addresses, everywhere you ever live.
Yeah. So yeah, I put my name, my email, my address, the credit card information to purchase the luggage, right?
Oh, Bart must be fuming right now.
I stop and I'm looking at like, you know, to complete. And I was like, I'm going to take a beat. And I put that page and I open up a new page and I type in Facebook airport luggage scam. And from bitdefender.com, The airport luggage sale ad has been circulating on Facebook for the last 2 months, offering people a chance to buy unclaimed luggage. The scammers claim they're making space in a warehouse by quickly getting rid of thousands of supposedly lost suitcases. These fake Facebook pages pretend to be official airport pages of various international airports. The pages are almost identical with all these countries. This is circulating in New Zealand, Australia, the U.S., the U.K., among many more. None of these accounts are affiliated with real airports, and their only goal is to lure individuals into providing sensitive data, such as personal identifiable information, banking and credit card details and passwords. So I go back to the other page. I delete all of my information because I didn't even want it on the page, and I X'd out. So we are not getting a suitcase, and thank God somebody in another country doesn't have my credit card information and is right. Bart would have been.
Yes. So here's how I see it playing out in my head, which of course is not the real situation. Somebody, the scammer, is sitting on the computer watching you slowly start to put your info in, and they're like, oh, we got her. We got her. We got her. Where did she go?
Where did she go?
No,
I'm also...
Get her back. She's deleting. No. She deleted. And it doesn't work.
But
like
I'm also sitting here thinking, because I don't feel like I'm out of the woods, because I know there is technology where even if you type the stuff in, they're able to like capture as you type it in. Like you don't actually have to hit submit. So I'm over here wondering, like if I type my stuff in, damn, do they still have it and could they still utilize it? So, Abigail, when we send the links in the future, let's make sure they are legit and not scams.
Listen, I saw it while I was on the hot girl walk. I'm like, this looks legit. I sent it to Kristen. This is gonna be great for their local segment tomorrow.
Anybody on Facebook, if you see this, it is not legit. Do not do it.
Now, I do have the legit site. There is only one place in America where you can buy lost luggage. And it goes to Birmingham, Alabama. Since the 1970s.
If it's Alabama, I don't trust
no,
it.
No, this
it's
is
Nick Saban's
this
behind
is
this.
Absolutely legit. This company started, the guy back in the 70s, I think, bought his first batch of luggage from like 12 Trailways bus lines. And then in 1978, he started buying up lost luggage from airlines. And there is a website, I think it's unclaimedluggage.com. Yeah. You can actually go on and buy like Bose headphones, Beats headphones. This is the kind of stuff I'm interested in. And anything you can think would be in a piece of luggage.
But there's not a website, like, because this really sounds interesting and could have been a great bit, but there's not a website where they don't even open. Yeah, now that I'm talking about it, can't be.
I think you can buy, I think they have like special suitcases or boxes that you don't know what you're getting. And you either bid on it or you pay a certain amount for, but this site is legit. It's unclaimedbaggage.com.
And something, this is actually like, so our company, Cumulus, makes us take these tests like every 2 weeks, but it's every couple of months. Mm-hmm. And they're like about phishing scams and other things within the company. And I'm not kidding you, that's what saved me from hitting send
really?
On this. Because I looked up at the website and I'm like, where this is going, this is not legit. And then I looked at the original website that it sent me to before it sent me to this Joy Prize something other website. And there was something slightly off about the email address for Atlanta Airport. And I'm like, this is not legit.
Like, I'm looking under electronics on the website right now, and they've got two pair of AirPod Pros. One's $89.99 and the other $73.99. Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference. The lower price probably got a little bit more earwax in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's still been into other people's ears, and it can't be clean enough for me.
It's not enough.
You know, getting back to the test, the thing that Cumulus does.
Yeah.
Where they try to entrap you, right? And they're like, don't do this. And then you have to kind of take a quiz where it tells you that if you failed or you passed it, and you have to keep taking it until you pass it. So behind the scenes, a manager told me, even the people that pass it, the day after or the second day after that, they do it again. And like half the radio station failed it.
No.
Even after just taking the train. So it was really effective for about 48 hours.
Which is why we keep having to take these. Every time I get that notice in my inbox, I'm like, which idiot in the company clicked on that link and fell for a phishing scam?
You just reminded me. I got to take one now.
Yeah. Is that right? Well, you were close to being the idiot a couple of days ago.
I was very close.
It's Bert Show. Hey, the Bert Show.